Phoenix Audio presents Ghost Country by Sarah Paretsky, read by Melissa Manchester. Somewhere in the distance, a bass viol vibrated. She struggled to remember what it meant. An angry person coming who wanted to hurt her. She tried to get to her feet, but the floor was so heavy it pulled her down. She couldn't remember the dream now, or even the events of the previous night, but the shadow of the ominous hovered below the surface of her mind. She stretched an arm out for her robe and snatched at empty air. Fear choked her. She was in a twin bed, not her own canopied throne, and she'd gone to bed, been put to bed, in her clothes. She flung the covers away and jumped up, much too fast. The room rocked around her, and her pantyhose-clad feet slid on the floorboards. Her stomach heaved. She looked about and found a waste can just in time. Shuffling along on her knees, she scrounged on the bedside table for a Kleenex. A clock radio caught her eye. 1 o'clock. Could that be right? The blinds were pulled, but sunshine seeped around their edges. It couldn't be 1 in the morning. But what was she doing in a strange bed in the middle of the day? Next to the clock radio was a family photo. Becca, dressed as Queen Esther for a Sunday school pageant. Dark curls springing in wiry corkscrews around her head. So she was in Harry and Karen's guest room. Silly of her not to recognize it straight away when she'd lived there after Harry forced her to leave Italy, yammering as he always did about her extravagance.